Hi guys, my name is Luke Cherry and I work at North Coast Church Carlsbad campus in the junior high department. And something interesting happened to me this week. It was on Monday and a bunch of us friends were hanging out together. And one of the friends brought an article that she had been reading to the table. And it had to do with a current event. And it was really dark and it was evil. And it was just kind of a reminder to me of the grind that this world is in, the turmoil that exists, the sin that's on the planet. And it not only happens on a global level like that when we read news on our phones or whatever it might be, but it also happens on a personal level. And I know that we deal with that all the time. Even this week with me, I was standing in the kitchen with my wife and she got news that her uncle had died. And right away that kind of sends us into a tailspin. Our eyes get fixed on the depression of the event and it can be really hard to deal with. And it happens on subtle levels too. The second day of school for my middle daughter, she sits alone at a lunch table. And as a father, it really hurts. And it's, again, part of the grind though. And then for me, it's, I think the tension that we gotta work through is not to keep our eyes focused on those things, on just the ways that we see sin happening in our world, but we gotta pull back and come back to truth. And for me, that's scripture. And scripture gives hope. And so I have a great scripture that I wanted to share. It's Isaiah 35. And this is what it says in Isaiah 35, verse 3. Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. This verse just sheds so much hope for me. The command here, strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Oftentimes as a worker or a father, I need my feeble hands to be strengthened. My knees feel like they're gonna give way, but I see the promise here that we need to stay connected in our relationship with God. We gotta lean on Jesus in the tough times. And I know that it's really hard. I don't know what's happening in your life right now. If you have that turmoil and you're in the grind and life is busy, but sometimes we can get really affixed to that. And we need to push pause and we gotta stop and remember our destiny and how we have strength in our relationship with God and paradise is before us, eternity is yet to come. So I hope that this serves as some kind of encouragement to you today. I wanna thank you for taking the time to watch this and we're praying for you. So thank you so much.